separate but equal was almost always separate and not equal. That was the case in agricultural education as well, with two groups attempting to help those who loved the farm. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility, providing you a full line of crop nutrients that can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizer your crop may not need, use Agriculture Liquid to optimize your yield potential and your investment. Better yields, better quality, better for your bottom line. That's responsible nutrient management. Visit agroliquid.com to find a dealer near you.
If your equipment is down, you're losing time and money. When you call Shoup, you'll talk to someone who understands machinery you rely on. Most likely it'll be a farmer like you, who knows firsthand how to get you back up and running. For quality parts at a fair price that ship fast, shop Shoup. Call 1-800-627-6137 or visit www.shoupparts.com. That's Shoup, S-H-O-U-P, keeping farms running since 1977.
In the first half of the 20th century, separate but equal was the rule in many public venues in the United States. That applied to student groups such as 4-H and the Future Farmers of America as well.
The New Farmers of America was the organization for African-American farm boys, or as they said at that time, Negro farm boys. The roots of it actually started in 1927 at Virginia State College.
Dr. Antoine Alston is an ag ed professor and associate dean at the School of Agriculture and Environmental Studies at North Carolina A&T. The New Farmers of America sprang to life at the same time as the Future Farmers of America, chartering many local chapters and state associations.
For the first couple of years of the NFA, state associations popped up. Pretty much all your southern states where you had 1890 land grant, which is your historical black land grant colleges.
NFA jackets were black and old gold, instead of FFAs, blue and gold. The Cotton Bowl replaced the cross-section of corn in the NFA logo. There were other differences in the activities of the two groups as well.
Some of the contests were similar, but some of them were different. Like, we had the quartet, the spiritual contest, where they sung Negro spirituals, for example.
The organizations were separate, but not equal. While NFA had its own advisors and administrators to oversee its work, many of whom had master's and doctorate degrees, the FFA's leadership was given oversight of the NFA.
At the 7th National NFA Convention, which was in Tallahassee, it was made clear to these attendees they would have to conform and come under the auspices of them.
In 1965, the two groups merged with the adoption of the Federal Civil Rights Act. However, that merger was more of an absorption of the NFA. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.